Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we are with the headlines and then some. Maybe that should be the name of the program, Jay. Headlines and then some.
And then some.
And then some. Yes, here we are on the 1st of March. March 1th, 2023. That's what the Romans used to call it. The 1st was the 1st. Let's see. Could we do this in Latin? Uno, no. What's uno, dos, tres? That's
Spanish?
French? What is that? That's Spanish. Right, okay. All the Latin languages are moderately the same, and we're considered to be a romance Latin type of language. The Anglesias are here, along with others who speak other languages, but they can't understand what we're saying, which is great, because sometimes we can't understand what we're saying. So, congratulations to all of you. If you'd like to interpret, help yourself to our connections on social media. It's easy. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter is Good Day On Air. And then there's the ever-loving 855-999-DUG. 855-999-3684. Good news from my perspective today, I say this, and I don't really care how you take it. I'm saying it because I think it is good that the current mayor of Chicago is out after the primary yesterday. I don't know anything about these guys who were going to face off each other, but Ms. Lightfoot was very light on her feet when it came to competency. She was in third place pretty much all through this whole business, and the campaign is over for her. She's seated shortly, I guess, before midnight, whatever it was last night. And I don't mean to. I find whenever I say something like this, there's always going to be somebody, you don't like blacks. No, you can say that and you can think that if that's what you want, because mostly that's how you think. What happens in thinking or the thought process, people agree, people disagree, people kind of find fault with things. If I were to say something like, Trump is leading DeSantis now, the latest poll, the polls are nonsense. But there is a poll that's out today that suggests that DeSantis' lead from the last poll that his people paid for, his lead over Trump has evaporated. All right.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm seeing so many signs, so many yard signs, so many bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah,
that
for DeSantis.
Right.
Well, that's why I say I call into question the veracity of the. And the only reason I bring it up is because there'll be a lot of talk show people today who'll say, "Well, Trump is going to beat him. Look at this; it's fabulous," and it's just another milestone in the road. If I'm looking back or remembering back to the last time we talked about this last month, DeSantis led Trump 45-41% among registered GOP voters who were polled. Now, according to this poll, Trump leads DeSantis 47-39%. So if you figure, use the math, that's sort of a net swing of 12 percentage points, since last month at this time. And part of it, is the business about what happened in Ohio and Trump going there. That was a smart move on his part. It was. They're going there and nosing around and making Mayor Pete look foolish and the whole Biden.
But also people want to say it was opportunistic. Well, if you don't want him to do it, then go there first.
Yeah, exactly. Well, opportunistic, my foot. It was just smart on his part. No matter what he said, he was there. And so that's one of the things. And by the way, he has really lousy advisors. So whatever he does, mostly he does on his own, for good or bad. You know, that was his idea. It wasn't somebody else's idea. He decided to go and make his presence felt. So it's, it's kind of on him. The good side of it is on him. Other people in the news as we nose around what's happening this first day of March. Vanessa Bryant has reached a $28.5 million settlement in that lawsuit against Los Angeles County. So the taxpayers excuse me, of Los Angeles. I take a deep breath because I guess I'm not a taxpayer there anymore. But if I were, I'd sure be jumping up and down about this. What do you make of this, Jay?
Well, I can't believe it's been 3 years already since he and everybody else on the flight died, but good for her. And I think it's also less about the money and more about, because you know she's going to need this money. She doesn't need it. She's going to donate it 100%.
Right.
She's going to go to a good cause. But it's also about the fact of how things are handled in this kind of situation. The news knew about his death before family members knew about their loved one's death. Photos now, from the crash site completely going around and being shown. And that
have those guys been fired yet? Are those people who did that, are they still on the force or did they get fired?
Yeah, I believe everybody would have been let go.
Good. Because they just cost the city $28.5 million. And the lady who was the lead attorney for the County of Los Angeles says this is a fair and reasonable settlement. Wow. That's something for the city and the county to say that, right? We know that there were, you know, I don't want to repeat it. Everybody knows the story about the daughters and the father. You know, we know the story. Now the story is over. The last chapter, I suppose, well, maybe there's one more chapter because the settlement has to be approved, right, by the city council. But they'll.
Well, the settlement includes $15 million that was already awarded back in August.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like it just keeps going up. But I think that this is going to be the last of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some of the stuff during the trial, when Mrs. Bryant accused the emergency personnel who did the photographing, looking at them and talking about her daughter's body. What a bunch of ghoulish jerks. Who takes pleasure in taking pictures and spreading them around? What kind of a person does that in the first place?
People who forget that celebrities are human beings, too. And that's the thing, that Vanessa Bryant is not just a grieving widow. She also lost her child. Mm. Other family members lost a spouse and a child.
Yep. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have that qualifies for stories with people in the news? An honors student, 17 years of age, was killed by two teenagers that he offered a ride to. This is Battle Creek, Michigan. Family looking for justice after their honors student son, Jack Snyder, going home from his girlfriend's house about midnight. He picked up a couple of teenagers who were walking in below freezing temperatures.
Like young teenagers, too.
Yeah, 13, 14 years of age. He thought he was doing the right thing by offering a ride to these two young snuggers who, because it was a miserable cold night. And now the suspects who got into the car, according to the police, had, quote, evil intent. Once they got into the car, they shot him twice. Well, what the hell are they doing? What's a 13-year-old doing at a 14-year-old?
Well, they were trying to carjack him.
What? But where'd they get the gun?
The carjacking went wrong. Well,
where's the gun coming from?
Probably the same place as most of it happens with children. Somewhere.
These two kids need to go to jail for the rest of their lives. They should never, ever, ever.
They should be tried as adults.
And go to jail forever. There's no reason for these people to live and breathe the same air as you and me. So this kid, for doing a good deed, what is the old expression? No good deed goes unpunished.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead because of it. So anyway, they have been arrested. They are in custody and are charged with felony murder. And, you know, the lawyers will come up with something. Well, they were mentally or emotionally, it was cold, whatever. Come on, they have a gun. Where'd they get the gun? What were their intentions? If they go out of the house, they're out of the house. They're 13 years old at midnight.
They're trying to carjack. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and it kind of goes along, too, where people don't help other people, genuine people in need, because we can't trust anybody anymore. We have to protect ourselves first.
Wow. All right, what's the latest on Tom Sizemore? I saw that they were going to do end-of-life stuff with him. That's kind of a tough decision. Remember him from Saving Private Ryan, among other things. He's been around for a long time, been an action star for almost four decades, 61 years old, in a coma, had an aneurysm.
Yeah.
So,
it's not looking like there's much recovery there.
No, and I guess the family wants privacy, and maybe that's all you have to say is that this is the end for him, and they'll figure it out after that. And so you wish him well on his... He's not going to have a speedy recovery. He's not going to have any recovery at all. That kind of stuff is very, very difficult.
Yeah, well, especially in medical personnel, because they always will try anything.
Yep.
And they are saying there is no further hope.
No, that's the end of the line. Famous G's, I never pronounce her name, Ghislaine Maxwell?
Ghislaine,
without that, the S is silent. Okay, I should remember that. Filing papers appealing her conviction in the Epstein scandal. Lawyer's going to argue that she was held in solitary confinement in the Brooklyn Detention Center under inhumane conditions. What? That changes whether she's guilty or not? Or just because she was found guilty, this is a way to get at the courts because she was sleep-deprived, right? There was vermin in her cell. Deplorable conditions. Now, is that something that the state did because they knew that this was a bad place and she deserved to be in a bad place? She was malnourished. Anyway, she didn't get a fair trial.
I always wonder that with inmates, the malnourished claim. No, is it because they weren't given the opportunity to eat anything, or were they refusing?
Yeah, I'd say it was with her. I'll go for the latter. I give her a little benefit of the doubt. Anyway, so she was found guilty on all the charges. Wasn't she 240 months in prison for her role in those sexual exploitation cases, the abuse of minor girls? This went on for years and years and years and years. So the judge wanted to send a strong message that nobody is above the law because she had a lot of money, was connected to a guy who had a lot of money,
Harris,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. After sentencing, her trial team was done representing her, and her family quite frankly reached out to try to, do something. And so this is their attempt to get her off. Aha! Well, there's the People Person report at 18 after. This is a good day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Featured in that wonderful documentary about Motown. Have you seen that, Jay? Barry Gordy and Stevie.
I haven't had a chance, but the way you've talked about it, I want to. It's on my watch list.
It's really fabulous. Yep. Very, very good. All right. So it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for us to check out some social media trending items as it applies or pertains to celebrities. And here, this is something that is concerning. Austin Butler, as you'll recall, was the star of the Elvis movie. He spent a week in bed. Did you know that this was? I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know,
but at the same time, it seems about right to for any actor who fully immerses themselves into a character
becomes Elvis.
To be so mentally and physically exhausting that as soon as that rigid schedule is done, your body and mind probably just go for a crash.
Yeah. All right. So we'll talk more about that with the desire to get to know him a little bit better, other than just the Elvis story. What's he been involved in? We'll talk about that after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Alright, so I didn't know, and I think a lot of people are in the same boat as I am with regard to Austin Butler, anything about this guy before he became Elvis. And now, on the heels of the SAG Awards and other things that he's up for, apparently the day that the filming was over, he went into the emergency room Because
his body just fully started shutting down.
Right.
And
yeah,
woke up in a significant amount of pain the one day, and that's when he went to the ER, and they diagnosed him with this virus. Apparently, he caught some weird virus that simulates appendicitis.
Yeah.
And he had to stay in bed for a week.
Imagine. So he was in the Carey Diaries. I don't know. What else did he...
I think he did some Disney Channel stuff. Disney Channel original movie, or had some guest spots on other shows. I knew him because I really like Vanessa Hudgens, and they dated for a while.
Oh.
But I had no idea that he was such an incredible actor.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, when you really get down to brass tacks, it's amazing how these things, you know, kismet, whatever you want to call it, being in the right place at the right time. How, you got to wonder about these casting directors, some of the least applauded but yet most important people when it comes to television, to movies, that sort of thing, are the people that get the stars together, get the actors together, find the right actors for the right job. When you think about it, you know, look at a television show or a movie, how complex it is, if there are, especially in some of these situational comedies and some of these the shows that are the action shows on TV, they have huge staffs. They have, I mean, huge
so
casts.
Many. Well, look at the end of any movie as a credit, the end credits roll. How many people are involved? And then you have the chemistry of everybody.
So you realize
on screen
how tough a job it is. So, yeah, good. There is. You can give them a little congratulations, a pat on the back, that bunch. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Teachers union boss Randy Weingarten, during a speech outside the Supreme Court, demanding you, the American taxpayer, pay for someone else's student loan.
When it's about our students, they challenge it. The corporations challenge it. The student loan lenders challenge it. That is not right. That is not fair. And that is what we are fighting as well. When we say, cancel student debt.
A passenger train carrying hundreds of people last night collided at high speed with an oncoming freight train in a fiery wreck in northern Greece, killing dozens and injuring scores. Multiple cars derailed and at least three burst into flames after the collision near the town Vale of Tempe. The astronomical phenomenon only happens once every 15 years. Jupiter and Venus will be in alignment for the remainder of the week. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program, so why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Adios to the old stuff, and good day to the new stuff, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 34, almost 35 past the hour. I think this is probably some pretty good news. This is with all the weather news that's floating about and people focusing on droughts, and then they look at California and, okay, so what's going on? Here's a story from Maine. A couple of women recovering from what is basically, if you look this over carefully, Jay, it's kind of a miracle that they got out alive. Kimberly Pouchard and Angela Bussell found alive inside their Jeep near a remote snowmobile trail up in Maine in the middle of nowhere. They were lost on the road for 5 days.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
The vehicle was almost completely snow-covered. And yep. They were doing well enough that upon their rescue, there was even a photo op of the two women sitting in the Jeep and the police officer.
Yeah.
That goes to show how well they were still doing. If there was time for a photo op.
Yeah. The trip, they were not just going through Maine, but they apparently decided they were going to take the back roads of Massachusetts and New Hampshire and go back up to Maine. And their cell phones apparently lost power. So they must not have had chargers. Otherwise, why wouldn't they have charged it in the Jeep? Right?
Well, and it's not, well, no, it's valid questions, but it doesn't specify exactly what, but it was said that they both have intellectual disabilities.
Ah, okay. Yep. 15 degrees below zero and they survived. So they must have something going for them because you don't survive in a car like that when you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. It was so cold that they had a bottle of Mountain Dew in the Jeep. Police said it was frozen solid. And, you know, those things, the carbonated drinks freeze at a much lower temperature than just regular water or regular drinks, regular liquid. I believe, I don't know if fate is the right word, but I don't think there are accidents. Mm-hmm. I think people get into circumstances and they get out because they're supposed to. And these ladies were not, it wasn't their time, all right? It could have easily happened. They could have frozen to death in that Jeep easily, but they didn't.
Well, and one who found them even said that, called it pure dumb luck, that led him to search that area. It wasn't even previously assigned in the search effort.
It's the game warden that found them? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Today, Wednesday, the 1st of March, the day will be a good one if you're paying attention to yourself, to your own needs, and to the needs of the people that you care for. The government and banning TikTok on a lot of people's minds. Also, this drone strike in Russia. Bad Vlad is puking up again, ordering officials to increase security on the border as a flurry of drones flew into Ukraine. And then from Ukraine across into the Russian, over the border into Russia. Apparently, there was one that got pretty close to Moscow. And these drones, interestingly enough, according to the Russians anyway, were made in Ukraine. The Russians said that they were aiming at an energy facility. Well, the Ukrainians have had their energy facilities blown up by the Russians, so turnaround is fair play, right? This is something. So here we have another 75,000 soldiers that are they're being pushed into a difficult, if not impossible, situation. 60,000 Russian soldiers have died so far after the first year, and 13,000 on the Ukrainian side. But the number of Russians that have defected or just disappeared equals almost 100,000. So they keep pushing them in. They get killed or injured. And that's how it goes. It's like a soap opera. It goes on and on and on and on and on. One pushes on one end, one pushes on the other end.
It's like one of those revolving doors.
Yep. Moving to that Greek train crash. 29 people are dead. I'm just now looking at pictures of this. It's pretty shocking. This is like a scene out of remember that George Clooney, Nicole Kidman movie where the Russians or the Ukrainians or Croatians, whoever it was, stole a bomb and the trains collided and the bomb went off. And you look at this wreckage, it looks like a movie scene, a movie set. So anyway, 16 people dead at the scene, and then another 15, 16, 17 apparently died. One teenager told reporters that he was getting off the train when the other train apparently hit. So one train was stopped, if I get it right, and then the other one came in and just crashed into the other train. The debris is all over the place. Look at the mess. If you can look at, again, video, and there's... The crash, according to some anyway, was compared to earthquakes. You know, there have been a lot of earthquakes in that part of the world lately. So it's one disruption on top of another disruption on top of another disruption. And so what's causing all of this? What is causing all of it? Is this karma for us being the way we are? Are we getting paid back? I think about all of the, how many times a day do we look at a headline or we talk about it here or elsewhere, maybe you talk about it even in your social circles, with the weather in California the way it's been for the past week, and then you look around the rest, especially of the northern hemisphere, the droughts that are going on, the threat of droughts when you look at the long-range forecasts in some parts of Europe and Africa and Asia. We are the
like
drought.
The times. Yeah, the plague. And.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, so was COVID part of the plague? Is that sort of a plague? The storyline for the FBI show last night, the first one that I like the best of them, was about some kind of a bacteria or virus that was worse, 10 times, 100 times worse than COVID. And some, you know, the bad guys had stolen it from a lab and yada, yada, yada. So, anyway.
I wonder where they got the concept for that storyline.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Meanwhile, this week the White House is giving more time, but not much. I think they said, well, no, they've stuck to the 30 days, I think, right? People are complaining in the government. Ah, that's it. Agencies want more time to remove TikTok from federal devices. Obviously, these people have woken up to the security concerns that we all have. So anybody, as I said this yesterday, I'll say it every time I talk about this. If you're using TikTok, you are unpatriotic. There is no reason in the world for anybody to be using TikTok in the United States of America.
But also, why is any social media on government-issued devices?
Yeah, what
is it? Do you think that that's a personal time kind of thing, like have it on your own?
Well, maybe they monitor some things. I mean, the way things are now, everything is covered in social media. A lot of people will tell you they get all their news from looking at TikTok. Well, maybe some people get it off of TikTok. But between the whatever they can get on Facebook or Instagram, mostly Facebook, I suppose Twitter maybe to a point. But there's nothing reliable about any of that stuff. It's just gossip and BS.
Unless you can visit us.
Right. Yes. Good save, Jay. Very good. Very good. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, the Chinese are telling Americans, don't be concerned. The government is giving you misinformation. And the ban from the government of the United States is an abuse of state power. We're suppressing foreign governments and foreign companies. That sounds like the same bunkum that they gave us after we shot down the balloon, right?
So which we only really found out about because a farmer happened to spot it.
Right, exactly. So would we have seen it? That's, again, the secrecy. These people, the Democrats, will have you believe that they're all about openness and they're all about transparency. That's such a load. None of them are. They all have their secrets. They all want to protect their secrets.
Well, it seems like that's the storyline for all parties.
Yeah, right, exactly. SpaceX. Where are we now since they scrubbed the launch the other day just before takeoff? The Falcon rocket had a couple of astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first astronaut to come from the United Arab Emirates. So it was supposed to go up to the International Space Station, and I know that Monday they canceled it just before it lifted off, and then I lost kind of track of it. Do you know where...
Tomorrow, there is supposed to be the next...
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yep. Well, the weather conditions have not been great down in Florida. Weather conditions...
I know, we will see if it's going to happen or not, or another reschedule moment.
Yeah, right. The team of astronauts that are going up to replace the others, they've been on the space station since October. So it's time. I don't think they like to leave them up there more than 6 months, right, for whatever the reason. I think there's... And I don't know, listening to some of the stories that come back, that most of the astronauts are having a good time. And if it was, the business about the Russians and the Americans, there was a little testiness when the Russians first invaded Ukraine last year up in the space station. But now apparently that has dwindled or gone away. Otherwise, the Russians wouldn't be sending another cosmonaut up with the Americans, right? And so what does that say about détente? You know that word? You familiar with that word, détente? Yeah. Are we really getting along? You know, the Americans sent the note to the Russians telling them that Biden was going to be in Ukraine 6-7 hours before he got there. A lot of people thought that was not smart. Well, I thought it was.
Well, it wasn't one of those things that if something were to happen, they had warning, and that would have been not an act of treason, but like a war crime.
Act of war, right.
Which was all has already seems to have been happening nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know, when it comes to space race stuff, it feels like everybody has the same what's the word I'm looking for? Like the same goals, the same motives.
Right. Same
and
motives.
When it comes to the astronomy side of things, we are just planet Earth. It's not necessarily different countries anymore.
Nope. Well, we are. We're all here on this little ball, third rock from the sun, trying to survive, and all we do is fight with each other instead of getting along. Doesn't seem to be very intelligent to me. Here's a story from Iran. Dozens of schoolgirls poisoned by an unknown substance yesterday. This is following up. There have been, in the last 3 or 4 months, a string of incidents. And this is, I think, the first time that we have talked about this because of the first time it's leaked out. Over 700 female students around Iran have been poisoned. So what the heck's going on? The events may stem, so the government says, from a deliberate attack to shut down schools where girls are going because girls shouldn't be in school. There's what you're dealing with some of those people, right? Girls don't belong in school, so let's poison them all. Right. 48 after the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
What do you mean we went searching for pressure powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, really? No, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Alright, the current tone set by Jay and Doug on the Good Day program is focused on farm food and family issues, and we start out with today's recall. Uh-oh. Russell Stover chocolates. No. No.
Only no. One certain one, and if you don't have a problem with the reason they're recalling it, you really don't have to worry about
it. Allergy stuff, about peanut butter.
Allergy stuff.
Yeah.
Undeclared pecans, because they have some, this is their sugar-free peanut butter cups, but somehow some of their sugar-free pecan delight products were placed in the wrong packaging, so it's the wrong product inside a different packaging.
Yep.
So if you have an issue, that's a struggle.
Well, if it's a problem, you're not really sure what you have. Russell Stover is a fairly good brand. I'm a connoisseur of chocolate and ice cream and stuff, so I kind of know the good stuff, the popular. This is a popularly priced mid-level chocolate line that is fairly good. So if you bought anything from Russell Stover, maybe the message here is if you're not really sure, I mean, it's fairly obvious that they're the sugar-free peanut butter cups, but if you're concerned, bring them back to the store. They give you a voucher or a replacement product, which would be my choice, rather than get your money back, get some more chocolate. That's always the way.
Obviously, that's the only answer.
That's the only answer. Get some more chocolate. Let's see here. This is something people call me Mr. Ragtime when I start talking about milk that isn't milk. My daughter and I had this conversation because she was making mashed potatoes, and she had regular milk that she's using, but there was some, I don't know, almond milk, one of those things that aren't milk in the refrigerator. So she had not heard me go off on my toot about this stuff. Now, and so when I said
and
to her,
it doesn't have a mammary gland, well, it's
right.
Not milk. It's
not,
just flips people.
Yep, right. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. And I know that was a very spot-on impression.
Yeah, it was good. Soy milk, well, what are we, soy water, oat water, almond water, and other drinks. We can call it a soy drink, an oat drink, an almond drink. It's just not milk.
Well, according to the FDA, yeah, it can be called milk.
No, it can't. Not according to Doug Steffen. Yeah, okay, yes. Well, you know what they say about people from the government and whatever. This is the USDA. It doesn't have it over Doug Steffen. Let's just put it that way. So the dairy category, this is, and you can imagine what the dairy farmers of America are going to say about this. How dare the government say that this crap is milk? The National Milk Producers Federation, looking for information about nutrition on some of these drinks, yada, 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 and they are upset because these companies can't make a direct comparison with cow's milk. Even though there may be some nutrients in there, that doesn't mean that's really what it is. So anyway, the most popular of these drinks of all these categories is the almond water.
But what do you say for coconut? Because coconut water is coconut actually water. A thing. It's the water inside the coconut.
Yeah.
Where the coconut, quote-unquote, milk is different from the actual coconut water. So how would you differentiate that? I get what you're saying. The almond milk.
I would use those coconuts for target practice. That's kind of what I would do. I would take care of that problem right there.
That shall not be named.
Yes. Dave Grohl is in the farm, food, and family business today because he ran a barbecue to serve 500 meals at the L.A. homeless shelter. Dave Grohl is a rocker. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters has it really going on as far as he's going. He did it for a whole day, 24 hours.
Yeah,
right?
He brought in his own smoker and just kept cooking.
Yep, yep. So they made smoked brisket, ribs, pork butts, coleslaw, barbecue beans. This would be, were all the people in the band involved in this, or was it just him? And he paid for all of it, I know that.
Yeah, and I think it was relatively just him, but he did have some friends that showed up, mm-hmm. too.
And while they were there doing their thing, he was taking a nap someplace. But, yeah, it's apparently he's done this before. He's served an all-in for housing campaign in Los Angeles. And so there are a couple of different companies that are trying to help out in this circumstance. And so Grohl became the latest of a number of people, celebrities, who have gone in to help in this circumstance. And he's that kind of a guy, frankly. I interviewed him, and I felt very comfortable in that he was not somebody other than, you know, he thinks of himself as an entertainer and a musician, but he's not any different than you or me. You know, puts pants on one leg at a time, takes a shower every day or so.
Yeah, he's a real one.
Yeah, he's real. So congratulations to Dave Grohl, feeding the homeless in L.A. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.